producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
What is Wednesday?
Get silent D. That isn't what happens with my name. It's not Ugg Stefan.
That would be awesome if it were, though.
Doug. Yeah, wouldn't it be, huh?
Ugly. You put the Ugg in Doug.
Ugly Dougly, yes, right. So Jennifer Horn is here. Nothing ugly about her. Kenny Kessler, a mild-mannered and swell man, who's here as well. We're at 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer or Ken or Doug at DougStefan.com for your own running commentary. Kenny's monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What are you monitoring that you're finding most amusing? I would like to get away from Pete, from Peyton. I was going to say Peyton. Peyton and Pete.
Okay. Peyton
Rose,
Manning.
Peyton Manning, all that stuff. I'd like to get, and then, well, there's still Star Wars stuff going on with a lot of people who are seeing it. By now, you should have seen that. What would be the hot movie? You think it would be number one this week again, Star Wars?
Yeah.
There's a couple of more good movies that are out, though. I saw this, the movie The Big Short. That's a movie that people
it's
who
about
have
the bank, right?
Mortgages, any dealings with the banks, anything like that, and the government. You want to see about corruption. Both that and Concussion are about big businesses, the NFL. How do you get bigger than that? How do you get bigger than the federal government? How do you get bigger than the banks? It's all the same theory, and where there's smoke, there's fire, as far as I'm concerned. The corruption around today is just, it's more awesome, and I don't mean awesome in the good sense, than you can possibly imagine. So, when a focus comes out, we're at the end of the year, mm-hmm. and people are beginning to think about their tax returns and how they pay their tax bill. The money has to be in April 15th. You don't necessarily have to have your form in until you can ask for an extension or two and get it to next fall, but you got to have the money in. So at the end of the year, there are all kinds of things that are being done today and tomorrow by people who have enormous wealth or people who are smart and understand how the tax laws work. There are a number of ways that you can save money at the end of the year. I don't know that you can do what some of the other, what some people who have a lot of money are doing. I was looking at the profiles of Daniel Loeb and Lewis Moore, Stephen Cohen, who are all big hedge fund managers, and what they do for investments, how they can write off, what do they find for tax. I object to the term loophole, because that's not fair. If there is something that's either in the law or not in the law that allows you to do something that's legal, doesn't it give it a bad... It sort of gives me... It annoys me, frankly. We have this attack on people who have money, and most of the money's not ill-gotten. Most of the money's gotten because somebody's been smart. They've come up with an idea. So why do we... What is this mania? And I ask this question a lot. I'd like to, at the end of the year, hope we'd get away from this sort of thing, thinking that those who have money who are capable of investing and where there are incentives to invest that money to keep the American system going, that politicians and other babubulas in our society who want to demonize those who have been successful, what's your deal? Why is it that you're so angry? And you know, we've had this conversation 100 times, we've had it once, about how you have the opportunity in America, even with the bad government that wants to put a lot of small businesses out of business and keep them from going into business, you can still, if you're smart, go into business. I told a story yesterday about this kid that came to our country when he was 18 from Russia, and he has started a car rental business. He's got 50 cars. Hmm. He said anybody could do it, but nobody is doing it. So I decided to do it. So here's a Russian who's now a naturalized American citizen that's doing this in Los Angeles, and he was thinking about doing it elsewhere, and I actually am thinking about helping him do it in Boston because he can see the opportunity here is huge. And maybe you come up to a point where you have, you're in the high income bracket. I'm very annoyed. The forward thinkers in our country don't go after those people who have money. They don't. And I'm surprised Warren Buffett said that the rich ought to be taxed more, and George Soros said the same thing. But yet you look at their tax returns.
They know how to avoid it.
And of course they do. But yeah, I mean, that's why I say, I use the term hypocrisy. These guys who are talking about it, there are people who don't talk about it, but who do what's legal. Look at Bill Clinton's tax return. You want to see something that takes advantage of what there is in the system, but there's nothing illegal about it. And I'm betting when Obama gets out of office, he'll be making plenty
he'll
of dough.
Fine.
And
mm-hmm.
Of course, then there'll be plenty of tax situations that he can take advantage of, as there are with you or anybody else who's got some money. I have a very smart person doing my tax return, and I'm very thankful for having him and his advice. He's taught me a lot about how to do things the right way, the legal way, and that's what you do. There are one of the things that's interesting to look at either side of this, though, and who some of these wealthier people are giving their money to. It was when I was a kid and growing up, and until maybe 20 years or so ago, people with money always supported Republicans.
Right.
Always,
that was always the rumor.
Always, always. No longer.
Yeah, it seems like the elitists now kind of live on the left, which is interesting.
I don't know if that's... What do you mean by the term elitist?
I think maybe the more well-to-do people who maybe... I'm saying more well-to-do and probably maybe a little bit out of touch with how to really help people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Handing money to people instead of teaching people a skill or,
yeah.
you know, something like that.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right. So anyway, as far as the tip is concerned, or a couple of tips as we get to the end of the year, if you have a family office in your home, if you have a family business that you've started, fine.
Cha-ching.
You've got a lot of tax deductions
yeah.
there.
Good
if
job.
You don't, start one.
Yep.
Get a garage business. Get a basement business. Have an office in your home.
What kind of business could you do?
In your home?
Yeah.
You have a computer servicing business. You can distribute some sort of medical tools, advice, or equipment, or medical things. You can do any type. It's interesting. You asked this question. I found out some more about this doctor who came up with the idea for Superbeats.
Mm-hmm.
This falls in. This is great. This is coincidental, but it sort of is good, and it falls in. I need to talk about Superbeats anyway. The fellow who started Neogenis Labs started it in his home.
Really?
He had an office. Yeah. I mean, a lot of doctors have offices. The chiropractor that I use in Massachusetts has a huge home, and half of the home is his chiropractic office, and the other half is where he lives.
Hmm.
And he has another home, but Monday through Friday, he's living in this place, and so he's built a house, and half the house is an office expense. And the same thing is true with a fellow who came up with Superbeats. He started in his home doing the research, and he came up, he's done a wonderful, this Neo 40 product and the Superbeats is extraordinary. They both come from dust powder, if you will. It comes, dust doesn't sound good, I call it
no.
beet dust, but beet powder.
Concentrated beets.
That's
down
what it is.
Powder form, yeah.
Right. And these beets will boost your energy all day long. They will support healthy blood pressure in your system. They will provide you with a great source of antioxidants. Beets are so full of powerful health-enhancing nutrients, and because you drink a four-ounce glass of Super Beets every day, you will have the equivalent nitric oxide that will keep you going if you have it, let's say, at noontime or afternoon for the rest of the day. And in the morning when you get started, you have the Neo 40 capsules, put them in your mouth, and they are quickly absorbed into your system, and it becomes a go day for you. Again, the increased circulation, healthy arteries, give you energy and stamina almost immediately. And the best part about all of this is because it lubricates your arteries and softens them up. Your blood moves around to your muscles and to your brain and to all of your organs. Find out why it's being used by so many professional and Olympic athletes. Don't make a blunder. Don't necessarily take drugs for your blood pressure. Call this number now and get on the program. Get into the best vascular health you can be in so you don't suffer the fate that a third of Americans do. high blood pressure. You don't want it. You don't need it. You don't have to have it. All you have to do is call 800-655-4183 to get your blood pressure back to normal if it's high, or to keep it there if it is good. I'm fortunate mine's good, but, man, I'm on to this every day, and so are the people I love. 800-655-4183. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com. The deal is two boxes of Neo 40. The regular price, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, the book on nitric oxide, saliva testing strip, so you see how much you have of nitric oxide in your system. Try it for yourself. Lots of special offers. Talk to the operator. I'd like to order from the operator because you can talk and ask questions, because I can't tell you the whole thing, but I will tell you, this is life-changing. A nutritional breakthrough that is life-changing. Don't work out without Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Get the maximum benefit. Your heart, your circulatory system is sacred. Keep them that way. Protect them. 800-655-4183. Your New Year's resolution is to get on the Super Beats program. It's superfood. 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Start it off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. With at least $10 from the two offers per card per week, Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, got some good news for parents. Everybody ready? How many of you are parents? You want some good news?
I'm ready.
Yes.
All right. How many of you are parents and you subscribe to Netflix?
I don't. I'm not a parent except to Buddy, but I do subscribe to Netflix.
Okay.
I do.
So Netflix has a trick to help you get your children off to sleep by 9 o'clock. This is for New Year's Eve. Maybe a good place to start, especially if you feel guilty about you're doing something at midnight and you don't want to keep your children up for the event.
Right.
All right. This was started last year. Netflix is offering 3-minute videos of New Year's Eve countdowns geared for children. Parents can stream at any time. The point is to help parents get their young ones to go to bed before the real countdown at midnight.
Smart.
So
really
is this,
smart.
Are we becoming so dependent on these devices that we let them run our lives? What did you do before Netflix and Amazon?
You just did your own celebration, you know, on your own. But I think this is really cool because parents struggle a lot with what to do with the kids. And, you know, if you let your kids stay up till midnight, then they're ruined the rest of the day and they're cranky. So, you know, this is a good thing, I think. You can count down with them and you don't have to worry about looking it up on YouTube.
Yeah, you say, well, you might as well take advantage of it if you have it. It just bothers me. I've said this how many times. We've become so much slaves to these devices. What about reading your children a good book before you go to sleep?
Yeah, but on New Year's Eve, you want to
countdown. What do they know? What's a 5-year-old know about New Year's Eve?
They know there's a countdown.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
21 past the hour. Good day. Bye.
As the cold
cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
After the hour on the Doug Good Day program, the world has been buzzing about the musical reality that presented itself to us, what, a week ago today, I think it was, Kenny. Was it last Friday? It was
on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, okay. So a week ago tomorrow, the Beatles catalog was introduced and available for streaming. And so the musical world and people who are fans of the Beatles have been watching what tunes have been streamed most frequently, what are the top 10. So we have them for you here, along with a couple of Beatles with Beatles items.
Get them.
So number 10 on the list of most streamed so far, as this is less than a week old, this experience, but I think I've seen the millions of streams, right, Kenny? And there have been millions of people that are streaming this. Something is number 10. Number 9, one of my favorite Beatles songs, especially early Beatles music. Crank this up there.
I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your
hand. I love this song. Another great, great Beatles song.
Hold your hand.
All right, so that's number 9 on the list of the Beatles top 10 being streamed this week for the first time. All You Need Is Love is number 8.
All you need is love.
Cool song. Ta-da, ba-da. Number 7 is Help! Help!
I need somebody help. Not just anybody
help.
You know, I need someone.
Help. Is that McCartney? Who sings the lead now?
John.
Is that Len? Huh? Who is it?
John.
That is John. Okay. I find, looking back in the history books, this date 1970, McCartney sued the other three Beatles because he wanted to get out of the partnership and get control of his interest of the catalog and the music. Bitter feud between Paul and the others started, especially John Lennon. The partnership didn't officially come to an end until 74, and they sort of buried the hatchet after that. A lot of people blamed Yoko for the breakup of the Beatles, and I think she didn't help any. But it was McCartney who first wanted out. Thought that was interesting. On this date, in 1999, George Harrison was stabbed in the chest by somebody who broke into his mansion in Henley-on-Thames. The guy was mentally ill, a heroin addict, And he was acquitted, though, because he was insane.
Wow.
I like that.
Doesn't make you feel better, right?
No, it didn't make me feel better at all. All right, let's see here. Back to the list of songs being streamed by the Beatles. Love Me Do, another early Beatles song.
Love Me Do.
Number six.
You know I love you. I'll always be true.
Yes, I will.
Love me.
My least favorite pop tune from the Beatles is number five.
Hey Jude.
I can't stand this song.
Don't love it.
It's so annoying. I just don't like it. Never have. However, number four is a good Beatles tune. Can't like them all, I guess. Yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
And then when you have that bluesy song, the comparisons, the contrasting styles of their songs, the genius that they're all about. And here's a great example of it. From that sound, which is the number four most down the stream show. Number three, here comes the sun. It's all right. It is all right. Number two on that streaming list is Let It Be.
And when the broken hearted people living
It's nice to know that the number one song is something we all ought to be thinking about. It ought to be playing around the world on everybody's loudspeaker. This is number one. Morning 8 after on Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry. But everyone loves saving money.
Yeah!
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod.
Ooh.
And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
Yeah! I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use this directly. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like a Williams Digital Piano for just $169, Ernie Ball Cobalt Sleepy Guitar Strings, buy two, get one free, or a five-pack of Hohner harmonicas with case, just $15. There has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big. New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephens, good day. Don't know where Dougie is, but I'm Jennifer Horn.
He is
Ken
here.
Kessler. Oh. Are you interrupting my program?
I hope so.
What is wrong with you?
33. I was having...
Hey, I already did that.
Oh, did you? Okay, 34 past the hour then. Let's do it. Kenny, you want to do 35 past the hour?
I will in about a minute.
Okay, good for you. So there are two Australian surfers in the news today.
That's
they have
great.
Come up with
Someone
a brilliant. They have come up with a smart apple, you are.
I know.
Yes. Okay, that's probably one of the reasons I love you as much as I do. So these
apple.
Surfers have come up with a brilliant solution to get rid of the millions and millions and millions of tons of trash that are in the seas all around the world. Andrew Turton and Peter Seglinski have something called the Seabin, S-E-A-B-I-N, which you can now Google because I've given you the official okay to do that. This is an ocean cleaning device that is so simple and so effective, you got to wonder why it took so long for somebody to figure this out. It's basically a water filtration system, much like you see on a fish tank, only obviously a lot larger. But when you look at it and see how it can be used, the simplicity of it and how easy it is to build, you can put this thing anywhere, on a dock, sucks up trash, oil, all kinds of things. It's a pretty simple concept. The bucket connects to a water pump that sucks in anything floating nearby. It's like a vacuum cleaner.
Gross.
Did you see, or did you find the pictures of it?
Yeah, but did you see all the stuff in the ocean?
Oh, yeah, that's what's gross.
Nasty.
Yes.
So
oh,
nasty.
It is. Gross. Yeah. So they are running an Indiegogo fund for it now. They're trying to raise money so they can build more of these pumps. So if you are interested, I love when there are the crowdfunding thing is a phenomenon that I think we all ought to support. I think it's a fantastic way for people like these guys to come up, take their idea and find it, prove it out. Yep, okay. I'm sure you go to capital, the venture capital people, and they want like 70% of your the worth of company in 3 years when they sell out of it. But here's a way, and sometimes the venture capital people won't look at stuff like this, but there'll be crowdfunding that'll come out of this. Go to the Indiegogo page and give them some money. You think it looks like a good idea? I think it's a fantastic idea. God love these guys. We need more of this thing, these sort of things. A couple of young guys, they look like what they are. They're, you know, they're just kind of beach rats, in a manner of speaking. But they came up with the idea, and so they're on a mission from God. They've actually been working at this thing for about 8 or 9 years, I think. They put the thing together at an office or a little facility in Spain, but now they're using crowdfunding to make this to make more of them and make them bigger. So for those of you who are interested in an ecologically responsible way to fix the problem, you might want to campaign. The Indiegogo campaign has reached 85% of the goal. There are a couple of days left, $230,000 goal. They're at about $200,000. I think this is brilliant, Frank. Simple. Isn't that true, though? Jennifer did an ugh. You can see all over YouTube pictures of the garbage.
People should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we talk about spending all this money on global warming and on climate change. And, you know, you talk about throwing a lot of money at something. Here's the deal. Clean up after yourself. Don't be a pig. Don't throw things in the ocean. Use a trash can. Recycle when you can. And the world would be a lot better off. It's disgusting.
Right. End of story.
People are so lazy. That they just think it's easy, just, you know, oh, well, it's I don't need this anymore. Might as well throw it in the ocean. Might as well throw it on the side of the road.
Right.
Get it together. Ugh.
Story at DougSteffen.com, by the way, if you want to see it and see how it works. Sucking up.
You should suck up the people that do that, too.
And the waste in the ocean. Yes, exactly. All right, another story at DougSteffen.com today, focusing on the British astronaut who decided he'd call home, like E.T.
Yep.
Only
astronaut called home.
He dialed the wrong number.
Oops, happens to everybody. Those big spacesuits, you know, hard to get the right finger on the button.
So imagine this: you're the woman who answers the phone.
Hello.
And the other end says, "Hello, is this planet Earth?"
Ah, oh, you stupid kids! Wrong number. Get off my lawn.
So his name is Tim Peake, first British astronaut on the International Space Station. He said, I'd like to apologize to the lady. I put a call in by mistake to her. And I said, hello, is this planet Earth? And she thought it was a prank call, a wrong number. This was on his Twitter account. So he's the first British astronaut. We don't think much about the Brits being astronauts, do we? Really, you don't think of anything of the Chinese and the Russians and the Americans. But the British are now working at it anyway. Just kind of fun stuff. Here is a good idea. Ready? Who's ready for a good idea?
I'm ready.
Maybe you don't think this is a good idea. End of the year, car dealers have quotas.
Mm-hmm.
Want to buy a car?
It's a good time.
This is a very good time. Next 2 days, man, will you get some deals. And including in the deal mechanism, and this is the question I have for you, whether you think this is a good idea or not. Some car loans have been stretched now to 7 years. Would you keep a car for 7 years? Or do you understand how this mechanism works? They'll tell you it's good for you because your payments will be lower. But understand on the other side of this, two things. Number one, the car dealer is getting a point off the interest or off the whatever the interest rate is or whatever the amount of the loan is. The car dealer is going to make a point on it no matter what. So if you're out for 7 years, that's another year's worth of interest. So they're going to get more money from the bank. The bank's going to get more money from you. But remember that cars depreciate 50% of the original price in 3 years. Most people trade cars in after 3 or 4 years. So what are you doing with a 7-year loan? What you're doing is making sure you will never, ever, ever have any equity in your car. So then it comes back around to you figuring out, and I just went through this. We just figured out, Meredith got a new car, and we were figuring out whether it was better. She said, well, should I buy it or should I lease it? Because we've all done both. I've leased cars, and I find it doesn't work for me well. But some people...
I lease them all the time. It works really
higher
well.
Higher mileage. How much, what's your mileage on when
it depends. Anywhere between 12 and 15,000.
That's what you put into the lease deal?
Uh-huh.
And you keep in to that?
Yeah. This will be the first time that I have gone over in my lease, and that's because I ended up taking a lower mileage because I never drive anywhere. I do this show from home. I work a mile away from work. But the thing is I've, you know, with my new third job, I have to go to San Bernardino quite a bit, which throws a lot of mileage on the car.
Right. Okay. So here's the secret to that. Let me give you two trips, I don't know if you want to call them tricks. There are two things that I have learned from doing this myself and looking at the landscape these days. Depending on how much you want to spend for a car, and this only works for new cars. It does not work for used cars. Mm-hmm. Never, ever, ever lease a used car.
Do not do it.
It's awful. It's such a bad deal. Horrible. Good for the dealer. Bad for you. But if you're going to get a new car and you can keep the mileage, well, there are two levels here. There are the expensive cars, and then there are the inexpensive cars. You know, you can go to the Chevy dealer and get a car for $99 a month. You can rent a Honda, or lease a Honda for $90 a month.
Yeah, you can get a great deal.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right. But now all of it is based, the bottom line here is it's based on what the car is worth in terms of depreciation at the end of whatever the term is. So the more expensive the car, the payments are going to be commensurate with what the value of the car is. But once the car gets to 45, 50,000 miles, whatever it is, you're better off to bring the car back and turn it in, even if the lease period isn't up yet.
Right.
More expensive car.
Mm-hmm.
If the dealers are smart, and if you like that brand, you will have there's no impact to it.
Well, happened to me. If you keep the brand, if you don't jump to a different brand of car, they'll work with you. They overlook those little dings most of the time.
Because they can get out of it. At least if it's a break even, they'll get out of it whatever the value is.
They
can sell it for the value.
Years. Right.
Yeah, right. And remember, they make their money up front, both the lease term and the loan term. If you're going to buy the car and borrow the money, the banks make their money up front. It's all front loaded. So in the first year, whether you lease a car or whether you buy a car, most of that money that you use that you're paying goes to the bank.
And other little thing I learned, Dougie, is that most of the time the dealership is making their money from service, not from
service
the car.
Is a good business.
In fact, selling
the after stuff like the
stuff.
Insurance and the paint and whatever else.
Extra protection warranties, all that stuff. Because I was just at my dealership and I was chatting with the guy and I said, hey, he goes, you know, you may want to think about turning your car in early. He said, we've got a lot of deals going on.
Right.
He said, do it before you need new brakes, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's giving me a little tip, right?
Yeah, right.
And I said, oh, well, is my sales guy still here? Is Conrad still here? He goes, well, he went into finance. He said, you know, we really hardly have any salespeople at all anymore. He said, we're not making any money selling cars, and no one was making any money. He said, now we focus on selling you service packages.
Right.
And that's when you go in knowing that, know what you're dealing with, because you can use that to your advantage when you're creating a negotiation, because you shouldn't always take the deal that they bring to you. I mean, you've got to throw in your own stuff and know where they're making money, and that gives you at least a little leg up when you're making your deal.
All right, Carrie, you just got a new car, a fairly new car. How easy was that for you? Was it? Did you see the car and say, okay, that's the car for me, or did you study and say, all right, I want to look at this kind of a car for this much money. What's available? How did you make your mind up that you were going to get what you got?
Well, I went around to a lot of, I got a used car. It's a 2015, so it's almost new. I went around to a lot of different dealerships, looked at a lot of different cars, did research online. And one of the shows that is on the weekend here is actually a car show with a lot of people who drive cars. And so I talked to them about it as well. It was not an easy process. I'm not a fan of car salespeople.
No. So what did you end up, did you pay cash? Did you borrow the money from the bank? Did you borrow the money from the dealer? How did you end up doing it? And just a little information on how they explained it to you. I'm sure they didn't tell you, well, this is where we're going to make our most money.
No, they didn't explain that.
They didn't explain that to you? Okay.
I did about, I put more cash down than I, so I put cash down and I got a loan. And I got the loan through my credit union because they tend to have a better interest rate than through a car dealership.
Yeah.
It's interesting to hear you talk about this and how you, I mean, I don't have the kind of money to just get a loan for, you know, a year or two. So I have a 4-year loan, but my family is the kind of family that uses cars for a long time. I mean, the car I had before I got a new car,
2002 or something,
was 96.
96.
So it was almost 20 years old, and it had been my grandmother's, and then we got it after she passed away, and then me and both my sisters drove it. So it got a lot of use, but you can see why I need a new car. Yeah. But it was not really a fun experience, but I'm at least glad to have a car.
But you were satisfied now, so you got a you probably keep the car for 4 years.
Yeah.
But you didn't lease it. Some people do lease used cars. That's just a horrible
thing. No, I didn't lease it. And the thing is, because my parents keep their cars for so long, I wouldn't even know how to go about the process of, like, you know, I don't want to do this again in 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Okay. Yeah, not really.
I love it. I love it. I do too. I love it.
Well, you guys can come down here. You can come here and buy a car for me.
I've always loved cars. Love.
I love going into the dealership and trying to. My dad used to always laugh because, you know, I'm pretty nice, easygoing. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm like burning it up to make like these big, you know, huge cutting deals. Mm-hmm. But the one thing where I shine, and he's always like, I need to take you with me to buy a car, is I'm pretty good at buying a car because I always feel like I can walk away. And when you don't have that power and they know that they're going to lose you,
see, that's the problem.
Incredibly
both
fun.
Meredith and I drive the same kind of a car, and we just walk in and see the manager, a very good guy. He knows what to do. I never drove the car that I'm driving now. I just, the car that I drove cross country that Charlotte died in, that I had bought out here. And I only had it for a couple of months. There was no way I was keeping that car.
Right.
So I drove by the Rover dealership, and he had a car that was just like the one that I was driving, except it was almost new. And so I said, okay, I'm going in. I went in to see him. We sat down. He looked out the window at the car I was driving. I had looked just as I drove into the dealer at the car that I bought. And in 15 minutes, we had a deal all worked out. I was done. And end of story.
That's nice.
But one thing you got to know when you buy a car like the brand that I buy is not easy to get. They're very popular. You can't buy them on the West Coast. I looked at one a year or so ago when Meredith was first thinking about doing what she did. They add $10,000 to the sticker price out here, and they can get it
because they're popular.
Oh. Good Lord. Anyway, so a little bit of help as you think about buying a car at the end of the year. 10 before the hour and good day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say, cross sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's only one creature capable of leaving a footprint that size. The abominable snowman.
I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along. Yes, rolling along.
Don't we have a standing for this type of thing? I need you in the shot or people will say they're fake. Nobody's going to think these are fake.
It wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast.
Ready to call.
Alright.
Just like
Al Jolson, from a movie that we're going to see if you can identify at 888-302-3684. Number one movie during this week in 2005. Al Jolson is actually from the speakeasy time. He was one of the first talkies, I think, wasn't he, Kenny? And
yes, he was.
Brought a lot of very interesting ideas to early film. Anyway, sitting on top of the world, that voice you could never confuse for anybody else's voice. So now the question becomes, what's the name of this movie? This song from the movie, remember it was in 2000...
Easy for you to say.
No, it isn't. Number one movie this week in 2005. So, 888-302-3684. Put your thinking cap on. If you'd like to win a copy of this great new book by Maria Trilogy called Life is Good When You Do the Work, you will get a copy of the book. And you know, those of you who don't get a copy, you ought to look up her and this book. Some great, great ideas for helping yourself out as we get into the new year. Okay, so... if you know the name of the movie, help yourself. 888-302-DOUG. What is this movie? This was a, I'll give you a hint. This was a remake. I think this may have been even the third, was this the second or third remake of this movie? There's another version.
I think it was at least the third.
I think it was too, as a matter of fact, yeah. All right, so what's the name of the movie? 888. It's a movie that will, I will tell you the abbreviation. Let's see how clever I can be. The first two letters in the KKK are the letters that set this movie up. How's that, Kenny? You like that?
This is so confusing.
KKK really doesn't have anything to do with
it. No,
the
it has
movie.
Nothing to do with the movie. Not anything other than there's a K
beyond
and a
those
K.
Two Ks.
Yes, there are two Ks. All right. 888-302-3684. Get the answer to that. Have some movie news. Jennifer has a review of some of the movies you're going to stay home for New Year's. what movies you might want to stay home and watch coming up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, so the name of the movie is not Kris Kringle. Jennifer guessed.
That was
Kris
my guess.
Kringle? No, Kris Kringle is not the name of the movie. See if Erica in Arizona has the name. Erica, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What's the name of the movie?
King Kong.
King Kong.
King Kong.
Was the number one movie. What gave it away? Was it the audio or me with that foolish KKK reference?
I don't know. I just knew it. And then when you said the KKK, it was like...
Yeah, you knew it. All right, good. Hold on a second, Carol. We'll get your info. We'll send you a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Jennifer, what's the list of movies, at least the ones you're going to consider to stay home?
Well, the Inquisitor said if you stay home this year, you may want to look for movies that feature New Year's Eve, either themes or they take place around the holiday. Apparently, The Godfather Part 2 and Looking for Mr. Goodbar all take place around New Year's Eve. You want a comedy, Trading Places, Ghostbusters 2, also a comedy that takes place around the holiday, and Mermaids with Cher, and for some fun, Poseidon also is a good one. The Poseidon.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.